Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. Stephen St. John and Nate Ducati with Jay Gutierrez. Thanks a lot for joining us. Oddly enough, Nate and I have already discussed the Patrick Mahomes extension. By the way, that extension gave me a Stephen St. John extension, which is much different. But Nate and I have already discussed this extension. As I was Nate's guest on NFL Live KC last night, and heard the ratings were the best overnight ratings Nate has had since he began hosting.
Hands down.
Overnight ratings just came in. Put down on my desk here. Thank you.
I didn't about it.
Just the first segment, too, interestingly.
Right. Then it went.
Mm-hmm.
Kaput is how they say it. But today, so what? If you heard us at 7 o'clock last night, you'll hear us more today. Yesterday was a day to celebrate. Today's a day to celebrate. Look, we have had many things that have made us angry, made us sad, made us feel bad over the past couple of months. All of those things are still out there to deal with in the world. It was just very, very nice to have something that was pretty much universally recognized as wonderful news, as good news. It put a smile on most everyone's face in Kansas City, and it's just as simple as we needed that. That was very nice to have some breaking news that was positive, that was exciting, and if not all night, at least for a couple of hours, it provided us with that escape. It provided us with that joy that only sports can bring, and it wasn't even a game. It was just the news that the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes had agreed to a long-term deal that could keep him in Kansas City through the 2031 season. 12 more years.
That is awesome.
2 years left on his original deal, and then a 10-year extension. And look, who knows? Maybe he plays longer than that. And that's just 35 years old. Last time I checked, there's some good quarterbacks still going strong at 35 years old. And so we were having some fun last night after I told Mr. Phil St. John about the contract. And Phil astutely pointed out, so he could be the quarterback when I'm 30. I said, well, Why don't you just make your dad feel as old as possible right now? That means that I'll be 60 at the end of this deal. Look at it that way. My old ass would be going out to Arrow like, ah, come on. I don't know why I would sound like that when I'm 60. That's stupid.
That's exactly how you'll sound.
Maybe I'll just be fine. Maybe I won't. You know what? Hey, my mama's side of the family, they really don't age. Wrinkles aren't involved in the situation, so hoping
I believe for every drop of
that I continue
falls,
with this very delightful Ontivero skin that holds up well over time.
I believe that
St. John's skin, not so much. So night, leaning towards the other way. Either way, 60, you know, and maybe more. That really puts it in perspective.
Boy, doesn't it?
At the end of this contract, a 60-year-old Steven could be taking a 30-year-old Phil to the game and probably watch him eat a bunch of hot dogs still, and I'll have to pay for them. But this is—it's just wonderful. It's just—it's just fantastic. Look, there was never any other ending but this. He was always going to sign a long-term deal. He was always going to stay here. We just didn't know when it would happen. And I won't speak for anyone else, but we didn't know how even though people had said, boy, just wait till you see the Mahomes deal. Just wait till he breaks the bank. Just wait till he resets the market. I don't know if I heard anyone make this type of lofty prediction. I heard a lot, $350 million maybe, $400 million contract. I didn't hear anyone with $503 million. I don't know that I heard anyone with 10 years. And so even though we expected it, I think there was a huge wow factor. A lot of people call it the Dave Armstrong factor, the wow factor.
Right.
When you see it, and even though you knew it was going to happen, you saw it and like, wow! And it was a little overwhelming. And it was very wonderful. None of us were surprised that he signed the deal. Maybe the timing of it. Is anyone surprised at the terms of what we know? The length of the term or the money? Was there any shock value there? Like, oh boy. That's even more than I thought.
Well, when the numbers kept going up and then I saw over $500 million, yeah, that surprised me a little bit. I mean, nothing stuns me because as we've been talking, it's hard for me to think of a number that they could have paid Patrick Mahomes that would have been like, nah, that's too much.
Yeah, so, whatever number is, it's like, nah, that's a great deal.
right.
That's a great deal for both sides.
Yeah.
Man, I love it. It's not my money. I have nothing to do with this financially, although I kind of do because we bought a lot of Mahomes stuff, and this is going to increase. We're locked in to going. I mean, we'll all spend a lot of money on Mahomes over the next decade. We already have, but that's neither here nor there. But not to say whatever it was, if it meant Mahomes is staying for a long time, I'm like, yep, great deal, fantastic, unbelievably well thought out, nice job, pat on the ass for everybody.
Right?
How could you not love it? And for him, I mean, you know, hey. Highest paid athlete? Okay, great. I'll take it. And he deserves it. And we deserve it.
Right.
Kansas City deserves it. We all deserve it.
Right.
Oh. I'm just... Did the timing surprise you?
Yes. It did. Because we've been talking about this pandemic and what it's going to do to the salary cap. And so I just kind of wondered if they might not table this till they figure out and get a better idea of what the season's going to look like this year and where the salary cap is going to be headed after this year.
See, I'll take that for a reason why they're hesitant or they've been hesitant on Chris Jones. I'll take that as to why teams haven't taken the plunge with Jadeveon Clowney. With Mahomes, it doesn't matter. Whatever the salary cap is, whatever the situation is, you're signing him to a long-term deal, and he's going to be the highest-paid guy in the world.
Well, and as Adam Teicher told me when he came on NFL Live KC last night as well, the first 2 years of this are still the old contract to a certain extent. I know there's a lot of guaranteed money and all that, but and when we see the details, maybe we'll find out. But I would think that this next year is not going to be the year that it's most costly to have him. And that would be the year that would figure to be the year that gets hurt by the pandemic the most. So maybe they feel comfortable in that regard. But you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, whatever it takes to have him locked up for the next 10 years, you want to do it. And Adam also brought up the question, what player do you feel more comfortable giving this kind of a contract to? I mean, in terms of, like, this guy's going to handle it the right way. This guy is going to be worth the money. This guy is not going to make us regret this down the road. On and off the field. It doesn't seem like there's a guy you could think of that you're like, you would rather give that type of a deal to.
I totally agree. I mean, he's the franchise, period. I still can't believe 12 more years. And, I mean, he's... And he might collect the whole damn thing.
Right.
The only reason, like a lot of times you'll see in these extensions or whatever, like, he'll never see that money. He'll never see all that money. Well, this guy might.
Well, the thing is, he might see more money.
Yeah, I mean,
He might see more money. Because, you know, 8 years into this contract, he's probably going to be underpaid. You know, you know, $45 million for a quarterback, he's probably not going to be paid what he's worth at that point in time.
And they're probably going to want to renegotiate it at some point to free up some salary cap space and extend that contract. I mean, there's every bit the possibility of that, right?
Right.
If he doesn't see that all that money, it's just going to be because he renegotiated to get more money overall in a longer deal. So, and it's so great. Think about this, guys. Kansas City. In the middle of flyover country, in the middle of America, has just handed out, and not handed out, I mean, he's earned it, but they have signed someone to the most expensive sports contract in the world. Patrick Mahomes, I mean, when you talk about, you know, money over the life of the deal, I mean, Neymar's got like 5 years, $350 million. But in terms of like the total number, $500 million is the most expensive sports contract for a player in the world. And he's ours. Kansas City.
They put this graphic up on ESPN last night. The largest total value on a single contract. And I don't know if this is, well, it would have to be, well, maybe it's North America. I don't know. But, they have Patrick Mahomes number one.
Yep.
And here they had it at $450 million at the time. With reports taking it higher. Do you know who number two is on this list?
Well, from what I was reading last night, I think I know. I think it's
yes.
Mike Trout, and then somebody that you're quite fond of below him is from what I saw.
Do you know Jake?
I thought
Nate's
it was
wrong.
I thought it was Mike Trout as well.
It is. I'm just trying to.
Oh. <play games. laughs> I was like, that was my guess. I thought that when he signed his deal, I remember it being the richest contract in sports.
Yeah.
So.
And I remember yesterday when the numbers were coming out, Schefter said Trout's got 425. You know, there's a good chance this will be even north of that. Well, we didn't know it was going to be like $75 million more than that.
Trout's at 426.5. Number three is El Gran Campeón Mexicano Canelo Alvarez
yeah.
at $365 million. So my two favorite professional athletes are one and three on this list, which tells you I have quite an eye for talent, huh?
That's right.
Bryce Harper, that's right, play that. Canelo somewhere is saying, here, it's a nice shot of tequila for you, Patrick Mahomes. Why can't they do something together? Why can't they just hang out? Oh, maybe they have fun. Canelo likes the right horses. Bryce Harper, $330 million. And Giancarlo Stanton, $325 million, which is a super horrible contract. So, sorry for that commentary. Patrick Mahomes is 24 years old. I don't know if you guys saw this. He is a Super Bowl LIV champion and also Super Bowl MVP. He was the 2018 regular season MVP. He's a 2018 Offensive Player of the Year. He is right now sitting at 76 touchdowns and 18 interceptions with a 108.9 rating. He's thrown for almost 10,000 yards so far in his brief but spectacular career. I'm just going to read tweets about him. We have a whole bunch of clips that we got from ESPN of different analysts and different people commenting on Patrick Mahomes. We have some from a gentleman by the name of Adam Teicher, Mark Schlereth, Jeff Darlington, Louis Riddick, Adam Schefter, Dan Orlovsky. We're going to play those comments throughout the show, even when Bluma is on the show, because although I love baseball and I love Bluma, Mahomes is a story, and there will not be a 20 or 30 minute span where we don't at least mention Mahomes in the contract. Give me a Mahomes song. I love Canelo, but this is Mahomes Day. Give me...
With the 10th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes, the second quarterback, Texas Tech.
Do we have that Pat Mahomes, take me home, country roads?
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his
my
property.
My Patrick Mahomes song is Immigrant Song, because whenever they play that at Arrowhead,
oh, yeah,
that's what gets my blood flowing. When they start
going
to show the hype video, I've said this many times, the highlights from great Chiefs teams of the past, and then all of a sudden it goes from Len Dawson to Mahomes, and I'm throwing punches in the air. Yes, there it is. See, let me sit back and think about this. This makes me feel like I'm an Arrowhead right now for the AFC Championship game. Look at the boys. I swear they're going to do it this year. All of these empty promises I've given you over the last two decades. Everything will come to fruition today. And it did. You know how lit up you get during this song when they played at Arrowhead? If you're watching Mahomes highlights? Mahomes, baby! Patrick Mahomes. How about the video he released? Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah. About what? Did I watch it?
Jeez.
How many times did I watch it?
Wonderful was that. That beautiful message.
We needed some good news, man.
You got it.
You ever been so happy to see somebody else get so much money?
Yeah, every time my wife takes my debit card.
How you doing? How y'all doing?
It's not that much, but I'm happy that she's, you know. Oh, look. Whenever my daughters say they're going to order things online. Oh, that's good. It does make me happy to see other people happy, especially if they make me happy. Put a price tag on the happiness Patrick Mahomes has given you. Can't get your tongue over there? Jake, put a price tag on the happiness and joy Patrick Mahomes has given you.
Can't do it.
$1 billion.
Wow.
I mean, really, put a number on it.
Billion.
How could you?
You can't.
I have no idea what $1 billion is like, but I imagine that's what it'd be like.
I don't even know what I would put, What's the joy and happiness that he's provided this city? What's that word?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, you ever have a bad day, or think, oh, this, you know, whatever, and then you like see a highlight from the Super Bowl, or you hear his voice, or you see something that he did, or you think of something, think of one of his great plays, or think about one of his great games, and it puts a smile on your face. It's like instant therapy. How many times when you felt bad or you were stuck at home during the stay-at-home order, like, you know what, screw it, I'll just watch the Super Bowl again. That'll make me happy. Or let me watch a highlight package of the playoffs. Okay, let's check out the run from the Titans game. Every time. Does it ever fail? Does it ever not put a smile on your face? Oh, boy. It could turn my frown upside down. Can't put a price tag on it. Well, I guess you can't. $503 million. Agreed. I agree. I'm responsible for none of it, but I agree to those terms. Here's the show. Jamie Bluma is going to be on the show to talk about Patrick Mahomes, whether he realizes that or not. Because when I talk about baseball, I just get pissed off anyway. So we're not going to do that today. It's going to be a feel-good show. See? You feel good, don't you? Nick Lecky, Mahomes. I might just start texting people to have him come on and talk about Mahomes.
Oh, boy.
I don't care. That's right. Someone should take my phone away from me. It's going to happen. Let's take a break and regroup. This is Patrick Mahomes Day on the Border Patrol. It's Patrick Mahomes Day on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Lee Steinberg, Steinberg Sports, tweeted out, congratulations to Patrick Mahomes on agreeing to terms on a 10-year extension worth $503 million. He gets $477 million in guarantee mechanisms and ability to have outs if guarantee mechanisms aren't exercised. No trade clause. First half-billion-dollar player in sports history. History made. So you can see Lee Steinberg, of course, is very proud of that. I'm sure very proud of the commission that he has earned with this contract. There's a really interesting article that was posted late last night from Pro Football Talk that talks about the numbers and some of the details in the Patrick Mahomes contract. And I'll read a couple of excerpts from this article from Mike Florio. And he says that in the first 2 years, Mahomes will earn $33.361 million. Through the first 3 years, he will earn just over $63 million. Through the first 4 years, $103.53 million. By way of comparison, Titans quarterback Ryan Tannehill will earn $118 million over the next 4 years, and he won't be tied to his team for another 8 seasons. Given that Mahomes was already due to earn $27.6 million over the next 2 years, it's a 10-year, $450 million extension. That's $45 million per year in new money. While that pushes the market up by $10 million per year, it ties Mahomes to the Chiefs for the next 12 years. And during that time, the market likely will catch and surpass the Mahomes numbers. Although it's easy to say the Chiefs will take care of him, they're not required to do anything that other than what the current contract requires them to do for the next 12 years. And with multiple reports reporting that only $63 million fully guaranteed at signing. It's a pay-as-you-go deal for the Chiefs, who surely will want to keep Mahomes for the next 12 years, especially as the market and salary cap grow and the deal looks more and more like a steal for the Chiefs if Mahomes keeps playing like he has his first 2 years as a starter. It's a no-lose proposition for the Chiefs, tying Mahomes to the team for a dozen seasons, but giving the team flexibility to move on. And he said, this is what's interesting, and you heard, I read the tweet from Lee Steinberg. In his agent's apparent zeal to claim that they negotiated the first half-billion-dollar deal in league history, plenty of meat was left on the bone. Mahomes didn't need to commit for a dozen years, and he could have pushed hard for greater protection against inflation of the salary cap in the quarterback market, like a set percentage of the salary cap. It's very important that that didn't happen. As one league source observed, it's like he had no leverage. The deal definitely sets the bar to a level higher than it's ever been, but the truth is that if Mahomes keeps playing like he has so far, he'll be underpaid sooner than later. And if for some reason he slips over the next few years, he'll be out on his ear without nearly the kind of protection that he should have gotten in return for committing to the team for a dozen years. So clearly he likes the way the Chiefs have structured this deal and suggests that Mahomes, as he said, I like this term, left some meat on the bone. And it's something I know it's hard to say this when you're throwing around $503 million, but it was a good deal for the Chiefs. And let's be honest, it was a good deal for Patrick Mahomes. And right after that, Pro Football Talk posts a story. Deshaun Watson doesn't want to do a 10-year deal like Patrick Mahomes. He wants a shorter deal when he does one. And so don't take it for granted what happened. Mahomes did make it more reasonable for the Chiefs to be able to do this deal. And they've got him now for 12 years if they want him. And let me tell you, they want him. And it ain't going to be that easy. Deshaun Watson is not as good as Mahomes. But Deshaun Watson doesn't want to be in Houston for 12 years, is my guess, as long as Bill O'Brien is there trading away his best teammates. This is it's a very interesting article, so I'll retweet that from Pro Football Talk. But it's amazing. It's the richest contract in sports. But when you look at it, it's a hell of a deal, not only for Mahomes, but for the Kansas City Chiefs. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati. You can watch us on 38 The Spot. And, of course, the show is always on Sports Radio 810. Nate, would you like to hear from one of my favorite NFL analysts, Lewis Riddick, about this deal?
As a matter of fact, I would.
Well, then your wish is my command. Here is Lewis Riddick on ESPN yesterday. He says this deal was a long time in the making.
This is something that was, you know, a long time in the making. From the very first time that he actually stepped foot in Kansas City and stepped onto the practice field, General Manager Brett Veach and Head Coach Andy Reid knew that they had something special from the very first day. I remember talking to Brett on the phone, and he said, Lewis, if you saw what this guy is doing in practice right now in minicamp, you would know that we've absolutely hit the jackpot on this. And this is really the culmination of what happens when you have the perfect fit between truly, truly a transcendent talent in Pat Mahomes and a coach like Andy Reid, an offensive coordinator like Eric Bieniemy, and a quarterback coach like Mike Kafka, and you get it all together, and you bring it along at the perfect pace to where he gets to sit behind a guy like Alex Smith and then take over for Alex Smith, and then they surround him with the kind of weapons they draft perfectly, they're really smart in free agency, and then they combine it all together, and you have the sponsorship of the front office and the coaching staff along with the player, and then you just unleash it on the NFL.
Here's more from Lewis Riddick. He says that this deal has many positives that come along with it.
Pat just said, hey, look, that's enough. $450 million, $475 million, $500 million, that's enough money for me. Because he could have asked for more, and they would have found a way to get it done. But now Brett still has the ability, Brett Veach, that is the GM, to now construct the rest of the roster around him for the foreseeable future. Andy Reid, without a doubt, is going to be invigorated to continue to coach as long as he can. This should result in someone like Eric Bieniemy getting a head coaching job, without a doubt, because he's instrumental in Pat's development. And it's just a win for everyone. I mean, everybody in Kansas City right now, without a doubt, is just absolutely giddy.
I mean, Lewis Riddick is like caffeine right now in my veins. Good God, listen to him. He sounds more excited than we do, almost. Not really. Here is one more from Lewis Riddick. He talks about the ramifications of the Mahomes deal.
Structure is very important, and the devil will be in the details as far as how this money is going to be played out. But there's no doubt in talking with Brett Veach, the GM, look, it was very important for him to also be able to now move on with developing the rest of the roster and making sure he can keep everything surrounding Pat intact. Look, first and foremost, look, they're still trying to negotiate with Chris Jones. The defensive tackle is one of the best inside pass rushers in the NFL. They're trying to get these two deals done simultaneously and see if they can get him under a long-term contract before that July 15th deadline, so they have that piece locked up. And then they're going to have other players who are really going to be coming to the table here down the line that it's going to be very important for them to keep in place. But to have Pat done and have that piece solidified gives Brett peace of mind and his team of contract negotiators when it comes to how they're going to divvy out the rest of the money here.
Damn, Lewis Riddick. I love Lewis Riddick. What do you think of what he had to say, Nate?
Well, he's as fired up as we are, it seems like.
Nope.
Almost?
Yeah.
He's almost as fired up as we are.
Right. Oh, jeez. I got to stop for a minute. Let's stop for a minute.
Why?
Just, can we, sometimes I feel like I have to pinch myself. Like, I can't believe sometimes that they drafted Mahomes and he turned in to the best quarterback in the league and has already delivered a Super Bowl championship after 50 years. It's already happened. Sometimes I just can't believe it. I mean, really, and it's happened so fast, it makes your head spin. I try just to like take pause, and like, you know, man, I don't ever want to take this for granted after years and years and years and years of following this team and covering this team and everything else that we all just wished for like any part of this. I wish they'd draft a quarterback in the first round. Oh, I wish they could have a franchise quarterback. Oh, I wish someday they could get to the Super Bowl. He made all these wishes come true. All of them. Everything that a Chiefs fan ever wanted. And it's only been a couple of years. And now we know he's going to be here for 12 more years. And it's just... it's just great. I mean, I don't know. I sound so stupid right now, which par for the course. It's just so it's so awesome, you know.
That's right.
Imagine someone trying to tell you all this was going to happen, like, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. Imagine. In that final year, you know, of the previous regime, right? Someone says, oh, you know, you guys suck right now and everything, you know, and you're going to have the number one pick. But look, here's the deal. They're going to hire Andy Reid. He's going to bring you guys back to respectability. Then a few years in, they're going to go balls to the wall. They're going to move up in the first round. They're going to draft a quarterback. He's going to sit for the first year, but you're going to hear all these stories like he's Paul Bunyan chopping down trees with his hands in practice. And then, you know, he's going to become this cult-like figure. And then all of a sudden, when he starts, he's going to have one of the greatest single seasons ever in NFL history, his second year, and then get you to the championship game. And that's going to suck because you lose in heartbreaking fashion. But the next year, he's going to avoid what looked like to be a devastating injury, come back way sooner than anyone thought, get red hot, take you to the Super Bowl, and then you're going to win it in dramatic fashion against the 49ers. That's all going to happen. Are you ready, Chiefs fans? Huh? And guess what? That all just effing happened.
You're crazy!
And there's more on the way.
Back to
this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Nate Ucati, Jake Gutierrez. Here's what we're going to do. In the next hour, we're going to talk to Jamie Bluma. He'll hang out with us for an hour. A lot of Mahomes talk, Bluma, if you're listening. So get ready.
He's ready.
Start brushing up on the quarterbacks. A lot of Mahomes talk.
He already texted me, said Mahomes Day.
Right. You know, if the question is, hey, you think baseball's going to get through 60 games?
Mahomes.
My answer will be Mahomes. And so, you know, it's going to be a little different. And then we'll talk to Gary. I'm sure Gary will have plenty of Mahomes talk. And then we're going to, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to play a whole bunch of reaction from around the league. We'll hear from Adam Schefter. We'll replay that Lewis Riddick sound for you because it was awesome. We'll get some comments from Adam Teicher, who was on ESPN later on in the day after he was on with us, after the deal was leaked. Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL insider, and his thoughts. Mark Schlereth. And more. We're compiling that for you. between now and 8 o'clock. We'll spend the 8 o'clock hour playing different reactions to the Mahomes deal. And then we'll talk to Nick Lecky, get his thoughts, get his opinion of the Mahomes mega deal. So we've got 3 minutes left. Nate and Jake, how's it make you feel?
Well, I still have imagery in my head from when we did NFL Live KC together last night. Jake probably didn't get a chance to hear that, but basically what Steven said at that time was, because I was talking, Jake, about how with the 2014-2015 Kansas City Royals, that was a team that connected with us as a city. We fell in love with a lot of those players, but there was this kind of this sense all along that they weren't going to be here much longer. And the next year after they won the World Series was kind of all of a sudden this farewell tour, right? And so, Steven, would you like to retell your analogy or do you want me to do it?
I mean, look, all I said was...
I think Steven should tell this.
The difference, and this is... But this is... people are going to take this the wrong way, but I was emotional last night.
Right,
I liked
it. The
difference was... Look, we had a great time with we're using Eric Hosmer as the example.
Yes,
right? A great time with Eric Hosmer. Great time with Moose. Great time with Lorenzo Cain. Pick whoever you want. Those summers were awesome. We'll never forget them. But those were our girlfriends. That it wasn't meant to last. We knew we wouldn't be marrying them. We knew they were going to leave. For a richer man that lives in San Diego that lives on a beach. We knew that. We got it. But it was a hell of a fling, and we'll remember it forever. Last night, we married Patrick Mahomes. He's our wife, or we're his wife.
Right.
I don't know how to...
Life partner.
Right. We're life partners now. And that's why it's different, because even though it was...
He didn't have a wandering eye. He wasn't out there...
It was great.
Yeah.
You guys, we all knew... that they wouldn't be able to keep Cain. They kept Moose longer than we thought, but they wouldn't be able to keep Hosmer. They wouldn't be able to keep that band together. And there was no one guy that was so important to where if they kept, like, okay, the Royals are still going to be championship contenders because they kept this guy. Even though the Chiefs have great players besides Mahomes, Mahomes is the key to everything. And so, yes, that was a wild fling we had. Jake can't even remember some of the nights. He's so wild.
You got pictures of it that you keep somewhere in your basement your wife can't get
right.
to.
And we had a good time. Oh, we had a good time. But we married Patrick Mahomes.
So that just got real personal.
Huh?
What? Digging in your basement.
No.
That's what? A commitment for life.
I didn't have any girlfriends in college.
See what I'm saying, though?
Yep. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. You're right.
You think of that Wichita woman that broke your heart?
She headed for the coast.
Right.
But you know what? Just like, I ended
you
up...
You found your Mahomes. I found my Mahomes.
I ended up with someone even better and more beautiful that loves me for who I am.
Let's see if I can wake her up. Susan, you're my Mahomes! Back after this on WHB. Thank you for watching us on 38 The Spot. Patrick Mahomes Day continues right now on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
How are you doing?
How are y'all doing?